You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. Brian, happy new year. Happy 2018. How's your year going so far?
So far, so good, Danny. Happy new year to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to talk about resolutions, Brian. But first, I want to know, are you the kind of person who makes them for yourself, or do you just kind of go with the flow?
Not really. I just kind of go with the flow. I mean, I always want to eat right, exercise more. But, I mean, that's something that, I try to do every day, but don't. So I'm not a big guy that sits out and makes these goals and expectations and things like that. So yeah. I just hope we just keep trucking in the 2018 and keep this rolling.
All right. I like it. Okay, on to the Astros resolutions. If you could make one for them for 2018, what would it be?
Well, I would like to see them stay healthy, because they had so many injuries last year. They're still able to win the World Series because they got healthy in time for the playoffs. But I would like to see what this team could do with this core. It's probably the last year this whole core is together. Verlander a whole year. Correa was out for a couple months. I just like to see what they could do healthy for a whole year. I mean, I think this could be a really special team if Keuchel can make 32, 33 starts, if McCullers can finally stay healthy and do the same, if Morton can, stay healthy. That's a lot to ask. Morton has had a lot of injury problems. Verlander's going to be 35. So, you're asking a lot. But, I think if they could stay healthy, they run away with the division. I think they would by far have the best record in baseball. And in the playoffs, you never know what can happen. I mean, one game could really swing it either way. But considering all the injuries they had to overcome this year, I think they're due at least a little bit of good luck in the injury department. So that would be my resolution for them, would be to just remain healthy and good health for the new year.
I like that. And you also talked about that when you addressed five questions that the team needs to answer coming into the season. You talked about repeating, staying healthy, rebounding bullpen, a full season with Verlander, which you just kind of talked about a little bit. So I want to know, we already talked about staying healthy as well. Do you think that repeating is a top priority? Is the rebounding bullpen a top priority over one another?
Well, I think repeating obviously is the number one goal. I mean, the bullpen rebounding is going to be a big part of it. Now they have added a couple of key pieces to that the last month with Smith and Rondon. Those are going to be a couple of key pieces. But no team has repeated in a long time. And, I mean, you win the World Series, it's almost like, yeah, we did it. And you're like, well, now what? Well, now you get to try to do it again. And I think they're poised to do that just based on what they have coming back. Like I said, they have their whole core coming back pretty much. They have their whole rotation coming back. A couple of key bullpen pieces are back. Marwin Gonzalez, key bench player who's not really a bench player. He plays every day. He's back. So if any team was ever going to do it, this is the team, because they're going to have, like I said, they're going to have Verlander for the whole year. If Correa doesn't get hurt, he's here for a whole year. He's MVP material. Springer's MVP material. Altuve is the MVP. Bregman, I think, has a chance to really blossom into a superstar this year. It's just going to be such an exciting team to watch. And I think the Yankees in the late 90s, when they pulled off that stretch there with four in a row, three in a row, they were the last team to repeat. So yeah. Astros are sitting pretty. If they really have a shot to do it, and I think it's something they're really, really going to strive for. And it's going to be every bit, I think, a big of a carrot in front of them as just winning their first one in 2017 was.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm eating carrots. Well, not right now, but I was eating them earlier, Brian. So I just got a little confused when you were talking about carrots. But that is a carrot. That's a big carrot to dangle in front of them. I was eating my lunch a little bit earlier. And an important piece of that success, of the potential repeat, is Dallas Keuchel. And Brian, I saw your interaction with him on Twitter, and you called him out for turning 30, and he replied that you're a gentleman and a scholar. And
true.
you guys have quite a bit of interactions on Twitter. He's good about that.
Yeah, he is. I've covered Dallas since the day he was drafted, and he was always a guy you followed in the minor leagues. You're like, huh, this sixth round pick, lefty, he's moving up a little bit. Oh, he's a Triple A. Keep an eye on him. And he gets called up, and, a couple of years, he's up and down between the minor leagues. And, I interviewed him a few times about getting sent down after he got knocked around. And I'll never forget, I think it was 2013 maybe, I'm driving into the facility, in spring training facility in Kissimmee one morning, and he's driving out. This is like 7:30 in the morning, or I was walking in. I guess I was walking in. He was driving out, and he stopped, and I'm like, did you get cut? He's like, yep. I mean, he's just the guy's career was at a crossroads. He's like, wow. Is he even going to stick in the big league? So I've just covered him a long time, and I'm really happy to see him, you know, on a personal level, to have that success. And you know, in the off season, you don't get to see these guys every day. So it's fun every now and then when you tweet something and they tweet back, at least recognize a little bit of that you're still out there, you're still alive, you're still covering the team. And, yeah, Dallas turned 30 on New Year's Day, so he's over the hill by some baseball standards. But maybe he's still got a couple of good years ahead of him. I don't know. I know that he's going to be a free agent after this year, so he's got a chance to get that one big contract, five- or six-year deal, and it's going to take a strong 2018 to really get a big deal for him.
And, Brian, who's your favorite follow on Twitter besides me?
Besides you, of course.
Yes.
Well, baseball related, you know, Correa and Bregman and McCullers, you never know what they're up to. And they're usually not sitting still. They're at a game. They're off at some event. McCullers and Correa are very, very public with their McCullers' wife and Correa's fiance. They're always out together, and you know, I'm always clicking on to see what they're doing, what they're wearing, where they're at. They have front row tickets to a basketball game, or you know, living the life that I'll never get to live. But it's you know, they're good guys, and they're really eating up every minute of the World Series. So I like following those guys around. Bregman was at the big UFC fight, I've got you Central Florida on my brain. UFC fight last weekend, and so like I said, I mean, you don't talk to these guys for a couple of months, really. But it's with social media now, you can really keep up to what's going on in their lives. It's kind of fun to follow along.
Yes, they're all very social, They deservedly so. So I also enjoy following the shenanigans and the community work they do as well. They are still doing things in the community.
Oh yeah,
which is outstanding.
All three of those guys, really. Yeah, I mean, a bunch of the Astros very active in the community. McCann as well. He's out there a lot. And, but, yeah, those three guys particularly, too, Correa, McCullers, Bregman, been very active in the community. And so, you know, you got to tip your hat. They're all three in their early 20s. They don't have to do that kind of stuff, but they do.
Yeah. It's very, very cool. Also cool, an invitation to the White House, Brian. The Astros got theirs for winning the World Series, first time in team history. Have you heard any response or reaction from players or front office members?
Yeah, I talked to Reed Ryan recently about the invitation to the White House. He said the team is really excited. They can't wait to go. They're facing a little bit of a logistical challenge. They don't play the Nationals, of course, Washington, D.C. They don't play them this year in the National League. They do play the Orioles, but not till the last four games of the year, which really is not an ideal time to be jetting off to the White House. So Reed said that they are looking at a possible spring visit while they're at spring training, maybe taking a day off, going up to the White House. So that's coming up pretty quick. But
wow,
you know, he said it was just an honor that they were invited, and they were really looking forward to it. I know in the days after they won the World Series that some of the players spoke out and said they were, you know, looking forward to it. If they were invited, they would go. So I expect a strong Astros turnout when that happens. But it looks like it'll happen probably maybe in the next 6 to 8 weeks. So that's pretty exciting if you're a member of the Astros.
And that means that you'll go as well, right, Brian?
Well, I hope so. You know,
yeah.
I've always wanted to be in the White House, so it's my chance to go in there and really make a change and at least poke in my head and see what it's like. But yeah, I know. I hope I get to do it. I mean, get a chance to go inside the White House is, you know, something you never dream about. And I know a lot of players are the same way. And even, well, you know, they have a lot of foreign-born players on that team, and that's going to be a huge deal for them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we'll watch out for that for an announcement, hopefully coming soon. Brian, we have officially exited the offseason. We're entering preseason and just right around the corner from pitchers and catchers, like you said, reporting for spring training, which is super exciting. We have a lot to cover and catch up on. And if you have not gotten your fix of Astros knowledge, you can go to astros.com and read all of Brian's work. Brian, I appreciate your time so much.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah, hope we... next few weeks, some things pick up, hot stove, some news, and next thing you know, we'll be talking about some games out on the field. So it's going to get here sooner than later, but look forward to it and have a great 2018.
That's right. We are full steam ahead. For Brian McTaggart, I'm Danny Wexelman. Thanks for tuning in.